Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and last night I was having a conversation with a friend of the family, talking about prisoners, and more specifically about whether or not prisoners should be locked away with no privileges, or given chances to rehabilitate. And the conversation got a little heated. I wouldn't say argumentative, but heated, certainly. Because there was two really quite opposing views. And my friend, who is a lady in her early 60s, believes that prisoners, if you commit an offence and you're sent to prison, then you should be locked in your prison cell for 23 hours a day with no contact with anyone, no TV, no radio. You should only be allowed out of your cell for exercise and food. In fact, they believe you should have your food in your prison cell. And only be allowed out for exercise, and for the rest of your prison sentence, regardless of the length of prison sentence, you should stay in your cell, because that's the punishment for committing the crime, and they very strongly believe that that is the best way to deal with people who commit offences and who are found guilty and who go to prison. And I have a different view. And I was trying to explain my view, and we were talking. And my view is that people commit offences for all sorts of reasons, and that people are always allowed second chances, third chances, in my book. If somebody commits an offence and goes to prison, then it is our responsibility as a society to enable and help enable that person to have rehabilitation if that person wishes it. Of course, not every prisoner wants to be rehabilitated. Some say they do to try and find an easier life in prison. Some genuinely want rehabilitation. And I've watched a few documentaries on TV recently, and there was one particular one, and I can't remember where I saw it. It may have been on Countryfile or something like that. But about this place, I think it was in Wales, where people who wanted to be rehabilitated went out and learnt crafts, learnt new skills. And the centre was actually run by ex-prisoners who had gone through a similar process themselves and found new skills, found new jobs, and were really rehabilitated back into society. And I can remember watching the story of one gentleman who, at the age of 47 years of age, had never had a job in his entire life. Eventually found himself in prison, but then took the opportunity of being in prison to take advantage of the rehabilitation schemes that the prison had to offer, the prison service had to offer, and actually made a go of his life. He went into a rehabilitation centre where he learned to be a carpenter. And he spent a long time there learning to be a carpenter, helping shape the centre itself, and eventually, on his release from prison, was employed by the centre, which is a charitable run centre, to help other prisoners. And he's looked up as a role model. Other prisoners come out who want to be rehabilitated and look at this gentleman as a role model. There was a guy for 47 years, never had a job in his life, was, by his own admission, a bit of a good for nothing when it comes to inputting into society, and changed his life around totally. And he said, had he have not gone to prison and had that opportunity that the prison service gave him, he would still be stuck in that rut, that endless cycle of not having a job, therefore not being able to get a job, struggling to make ends meet, and basically living a life of despair. I was talking to my friend about this particular story, and she said, it's all stuff and nonsense. She said, he's committed a crime. Why should we, as a society, give him the opportunity? Why should we even pay out of our taxpayers' money for people to go into prison? And when I asked her for a solution, her solution to this would be, what kind of alternative system could she see in place? She said, well, if we're going to have to pay, we shouldn't have to pay much. So put them in the cell, give them basic food and water, and let them stay there until they come out, and then it's up to them. They committed the crime. They should pay the fine, as it were, do the time, and then come out and get their asses back into gear and find themselves a job. And it was that blunt, to be honest. And this lady is a friend of the family, friend of mine, and very intelligent woman, very fun person to be with. And I just found it surprising that this particular person had such views. And so, such views that, and the views that contrasted sharply against mine. And I could understand what she was saying about that we can spend a fortune of the taxpayers' money on prisons, the prison service. And there were some points that I sort of agreed with. I think I've known people who've gone to prison. I've heard stories from them. And for some people, it can be a cushy existence compared to how they live in society right now. And on that basic level, I can understand where allowing a prisoner to have a TV and play games and wander around and just basically have free food, free board, free lodging, free TV, free services for whatever the term of their prison sentence is, it can seem to be a bit galling for the taxpayer. However, I stand by my view that for those people that want to be rehabilitated, these things are essential. Because if we are going to let people back into society after committing a crime, and that's what the system is at the moment, if you serve a period of time in prison, you serve that time, you come out of prison, and then you have to get back into society. Well, surely it's better to allow somebody to have the opportunity to better themselves. And I think that if the prison service that runs a good rehabilitation centre, if that works well, then it's more cost effective for the taxpayer because the prisoner is less likely to offend again. And offence, prison, people that cause offences, it's not just the time they spend in prison that costs, it's the court costs, the whole process of evidence gathering. You know what I'm talking about. It's a very expensive process. And many prisoners do reoffend. And that's one of the biggest things that cost the taxpayer isn't sending someone to prison for the first time. It's the constant rehabilitation of many prisoners. And an overriding reason for rehabilitation is because prisoners don't have an opportunity on the outside. Something else I feel strongly about is this idea of carrying the tag of your sentence around with you always and having to declare your offence on, for example, a work reference. If you're going for a job, having to declare a past offence on a work, you know, when you're looking for a job, I don't agree with that. I think if we have a system where your sentence is pay a fine, go to prison, do community service, whatever it is, and you have fulfilled that sentence, then for me, that should be the end of the matter. You shouldn't have to declare to all and sundry what you did in your past because that isn't really moving on. That isn't real rehabilitation. That isn't really giving someone a chance. People may argue that, well, I want to know the character of the person before I employ them. But the character of the person may have changed. Just because somebody committed a crime 10 years ago doesn't mean that's who they are now. And just because somebody has come out of prison a month ago doesn't mean they're the same person that went into prison a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So just to reiterate, I'm all for prison rehabilitation. For people that want to use it and take that route, I think good for them. They use that as an opportunity. And I think we should give them an opportunity once they come out of prison to find a job without having the stigma of saying, yes, I did this crime. I want to work in, you know, I get a job. Jobs are hard to find as it is. Somebody wanting to work in Sainsbury's or IKEA or DIY shop or whatever it might be, that the kind of job they can get when they come out of prison shouldn't be tainted by the fact that they have to declare that they went into prison for whatever offence. If we're going to rehabilitate and we believe that people are rehabilitated and we believe that they've fulfilled their duty to society with their prison sentence or whatever, then we should let it go. Let them have another chance. Let them be free again. That's just my thoughts, inspired, like I say, by a conversation I had with a friend of mine. Thanks for listening. I don't know what your opinions are on this. Maybe you'd like to share them. But as always, if applicable, God bless.